Good morning. Thanks for coming up. Okay. Well, Pastor Ehlers just read the lesson that I'm going to talk about too. So everybody's going to hear a lot about the people with their lamps this morning. But most important, the reading came from the Bible. And the Bible is God's true word. Every word, every story is true. So today in our story, we have a wedding feast that's going on. Everybody was invited to the wedding feast. Not like here when you just invite your friends and family. Back then in the village, everybody in the village was invited to the wedding feast. But the story focuses on 10 of the people who went to the wedding feast. And every one of them brought their oil lamp. This is what an oil lamp looked like back then. They didn't have a light switch that they could just go into a room and turn on. If it was getting dark, they had to have an oil lamp. So they had this little clay pot, and they would pour oil in there, and then they would light that wick, and it would burn. So that's what these 10 people did. The bridegroom hadn't shown up for the banquet yet. So they waited, and they waited, and they waited some more, and it got dark, and their lamps went out. And they waited, and they waited, and some of them fell asleep. And then all of a sudden, a voice came, "The bridegroom's coming! The bridegroom's coming!" So they got their lamps out again, and they trimmed the wicks. And you know what? 5 of the people waiting had brought extra oil so they could refill their lamp and light it up again. But the other 5, they didn't have any extra oil. Their oil had all been burned up. Now, you know, I used to get really confused about this story because the 5 who didn't have oil asked the others to share. Well, doesn't God want us to share with other people? Yeah. But these girls said, no. No, these people said, no, I can't share my oil. Wow, is that ever confusing? Well, we have to think deeper about this story because the lamp, it's giving light. It's like Jesus is light. Jesus is the light of the world, right? Okay. So everybody invited to the banquet, those who came, they knew that Jesus was the light of the world. They knew up here in their head. Do you know up here in your head that Jesus is the light of the world? Do you guys know Jesus is the light of the world? Yeah. How does that knowledge up here in your head get to your heart? You have to have the Holy Spirit. You know, if this represents the Holy Spirit, I can't give this to you. Only God can give you the Holy Spirit. So you have to know about Jesus in your head, and you have to ask the Holy Spirit to have Jesus in your heart. That's when Jesus, now Jesus is the bridegroom, when he comes to that big wedding banquet, that's how he is going to know you. Because you don't just know about him in your head, you know about him in your heart as well. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so very much for all the things that you teach us. Thank you that we can share the knowledge about Jesus we have, and we can pray for people to know you in their heart as well. That way, when you come back at the wedding feast, all will know you, and you will know them. Amen.